Hi, I'm Matt Boxall. I'm Head of Public Protection at the City of York Council, and I manage a team of environmental health, trading standards and licensing officers who are looking for signs of modern slavery as they go about their inspections and other work. I thought it would be a good opportunity to share some of the signs, the things that officers are looking for, raise awareness, and hopefully others can report similar concerns if they see them. I think the more people that are looking for this, the better it is. So firstly, who are the victims and where are they from? It is the case that many of the victims are from Eastern Europe, but not all. We see victims born and bred right here in the UK. They can be from anywhere in the world. What's being exploited is people's vulnerabilities, their hopes and dreams of a better life from desperate situations, and it doesn't really matter to the perpetrator where they're from. It's unfortunate that in some parts of the world there's a bigger pool of desperate people than others, and that's perhaps why we see more victims from these areas. By its very nature, it's hidden, so it's difficult to quantify how many victims there are here precisely. Many businesses, particularly big businesses, take significant steps to ensure that modern slavery has no place in their organisation. They do this through their recruitment processes and their supply chains. They're obliged by law. However, some businesses use modern-day slavery as a way to reduce costs and increase profit, and it's those that we're particularly interested in. It's occurring in towns and cities and in rural areas across the land, and it's occurring right here in York. We're no different to anywhere else. Which industries do we see it in? Well, it can be in any industry, but those relying on manual labour are particularly susceptible. Amongst the most common places to find victims are in kitchens, of restaurants and takeaways, nail bars, car washes, and property repairers like gardeners and driveways calling door to door. Often you see victims. Farms and farm labourers are other places where victims can be found. But it can be in any industry, as I say, and it becomes even more complex when looking into supply chains when products are sourced from around the world. So what are the signs to look for? Things like a high turnover of staff. Are the staff well cared for? Are they timid, cautious, dishevelled, unkempt? Signs of people living where they work. Or are the goods and services they're offering exceptionally cheap? Is it cash only? These are just some of the signs. There could be other things, perhaps the way they're dressed, lack of personal protective equipment, or looking at the tools they're using or not using. It's just a sense that something isn't right. So who can you report concerns to? There are a number of ways to do this. There's the Modern Slavery Helpline, the police, or your local council. But if you're not comfortable with that, a number of charities such as Hope for Justice and the Salvation Army will gladly take your call. And there are some apps like the Safer Car Wash app you can report your concerns through. The North Yorkshire and York Modern Day Slavery Partnership have developed a leaflet with further information on this subject. It's available from the police, local councils and others in the partnership for anybody interested.
We'd like to give special thanks to the University of York Radio for partnering with York Anti-Trafficking Society in the production of these podcasts.